All right, everyone, it's the Grim Lord here, and this is Grimm's Hentai Corner. Well, not really. It's still Grimm's Visual Novel Corner. And we're going to try to get through Security to Mori Dreamers. All right, let's get started. Ahem, that's all for the precautions. Though I'm repeating myself, please remember to think before you leap over the course of break and to never forget your dignity as proud Sekira Gooka students. Though he said that was all, he could still continue to talk for another couple of minutes. Summer break would start as soon as he'd shut up. It's finally summer break. I'm looking forward to it even more than last year. I wonder why. Kirito smiled to herself. Yeah, same for me. Well, see you when we leave. Yeah, see ya. Huh? Arisaka? You're doing your club duties even on the last day before break? This was most certainly passion. I don't care about those things. It depends more on whether I'm in the mood or not. I wonder if that's why people call me strange sometimes. You really like painting, don't you? Of course. That said, I don't plan to lug this kit all the way with me. Ah, you're talking about the camp. Yep. I feel I should use this opportunity to do something I normally don't. Yeah. Arisaka turned back to her canvas, and after a brief goodbye, I went on my way. Though it was only a recent development, Garota's detective agency seemed to have become busy for the first time since I found out about this place. The chief called me sometime earlier and... I've no idea what's going on, but I've actually got 5 simultaneous jobs going on at the moment. 5. They just keep coming one after the other. That's incredible. Damn, and it just had to happen during the racing season. Are you complaining? As such, I'm sorry, but investigation into Hide is going to take a bit longer than expected. But you're not in a hurry, are you? Not at all. The longer I take, the more thorough I'll be. Well, it's something that interests me personally too, so... It seemed like it would be a while before I found out anything about Hide. But there was no point in hurrying. It calmed me down just to know what happened eventually. Ah, Shizumiya. What are you doing? I was thinking to buy some fireworks. Oh, me too. I wonder if everyone's gonna bring them. That's fine. It's better to have too many than not enough. I nodded. Let's shop together since we came for the same thing and all. We walked along the road, shoulder to shoulder. Sekira no Mori Dreamers gathered and met as a group regularly. So it was actually pretty rare for there to be just the two of us. It's kind of unusual to not have anyone else around, isn't it? Yeah, I was just thinking that. Oh, why are you suddenly so tense? Well, that's fine. I don't mind either way. Alright. We bought 1 pack of fireworks and left the store. See you later then. Yeah, see ya. With no goal in mind, my legs carried me to Sekira no Mori Park. The entrance was here whenever we dove into dreams. Not even Shizumiya knew the reason for that. As such, it was a place that I felt like I'd been to a lot recently, yet at the same time, it'd been a while since I was last here. The park was famous for its cherry blossoms and the whole prefecture, so it'd be packed with people during cherry blossom season. I stopped at random and absentmindedly gazed at the flow of people. These days, I rarely came here unless I had something to do. But it wasn't so in the past. Once for a while, I came here almost every day. It was shortly after my parents passed away. I met Hide sometime before that, but that was the period when the distance between us shrunk. We'd just sit next to each other and space out together, barely speaking or doing anything else. It seemed like I needed time back then. Maruka, Hatsune, and Miss Miyako helped me pull through that period, and so did Hide. At least that was what I believed at the time. Come to think of it, at some point Hide told me something strange. We're birds of a feather. Ah, that was when I met the chief for the first time. The chief said we looked nothing alike, though. Neither of us had parents. That was about it, but we still became friends despite the difference in our ages. Why did Hide kill Maruka? It couldn't have been an indiscriminate killing, as he wasn't even possessed at the time. It must have had something to do with me. Maruka and Hide didn't even know each other. I was at the center of it all. I was the cause. That was obvious, yet I still couldn't even guess the motives. It was true that the presence of an older friend helped me a lot, but beyond that facade, it was exactly then that the seeds of tragedy had begun to sprout. The sun was starting to set, so I figured it was about time to head home. Huh? What are you doing here? I was about to go shopping, but decided to take a detour. Miss Miyako held an empty shopping bag in her hands. You looked like you were just spacing out there. Ah, I guess that's exactly what I was doing. Perfect timing. I was thinking we were almost out of rice, so if you got nothing to do, would you help carry it for me? Sure. What's that, Shinji? Fireworks. Oh, you're preparing for the trip. I'm looking forward to it. Me too. I may have lost my parents, but I still had family. It was a blessing, rather, for the three of us to be able to walk through the path of cherry blossoms together. I had to wake up early and take care of my own breakfast today. It had been a while since I used an alarm clock, and since Hatsune would wake me up even during the break. Come to think of it, Sabie was pretty jealous when I told him about that. The two had to wake up earlier than me since they had to walk from their apartment. In that sense, I was really grateful for everything they did for me. Yawning, I prepared breakfast except... Eat this in the morning. Miss Miyako had left me sandwiches, so all I really had to do was make some coffee. Today was the trip we'd been waiting for. Hatsune showed up when it was around the time to leave.
Ohayo.
Good morning. Morning. I ended up hurrying a bit. Still, sweat glistened off of Hatsune's forehead. The day was hot, even though it was still early in the morning. We still got time. I know, but I was really excited. Did you sleep? Yeah. I see. I got so worked up that I couldn't. Bah. I wonder if it's because I'm so scatterbrained. You're exaggerating. I'm jealous of you. I don't get emotional easily, so I personally think it's good for a girl to be a bit sensitive, if anything. You really think so? You can catch up on sleep in the car. It's no big deal. Yeah. Hatsune had left her bag by the entrance. I was startled by its size. You sure are bringing a lot. Ah, you think I might have packed too much? I mean, we're just going there for one night. We were thinking to make it two, but ended up unable to because of the training camp schedule. I kept thinking of what I might need and it ended up like this. What did you pack? Various snacks and treats. I see. Do you want me to carry it for you? No, I'm okay. Besides, you've already got your own. Mine's pretty light, so I wouldn't mind. Hatsune shook her head. Yours really does look small. I only packed a change of clothes. I see. I put shampoo and other toiletries in mine. I figured they'd have at least that much ready at the place, but I suppose girls were more sensitive about the brand and quality of these things. Ah, everyone's there already. Good morning. It was quite unusual for her to be so loud. We've all grown close and more comfortable with each other over recent events, but that was most likely because she was extra excited today. Morning. Morning. Good morning. Morning. Kirito's grandfather peeked his head out of the van window. Good morning, and thank you very much for driving us. I can't quite refuse my cute granddaughter's request. You must be kidding me. You kept making excuses about how your back hurt and how you couldn't see as well as you used to before I mentioned Fukugami was participating. Aha, I couldn't quite get in the mood without anyone to practice some kendo with there. Huh? Wait, I don't really do kendo. Oh, how I've been looking forward to it. Jeez, don't get excited over your own delusions. Fukugami, you can just ignore him. Right. Well, fine. Oh, he recovered already. Both my children and grandkids turned out to be women. I always wanted to know how it felt to spend time with a son or grandson. What about your students? Meh, that's different. Anyway, you can chat for a bit while I check the map. We have GPS in our car. I don't know how it works. I mean, I had to ask you to help me record some TV. I really wish you'd remember how to do that one of these days. Your bag looks huge, Hatsune. It got like this after I started packing all the snacks. I have some for everyone. Oh, that sounds great. You have any sweet potato chips? No, not really. You should know that girls generally don't really eat those things. Hmm, I think they're quite delicious, though they do tend to chip my dentures. Jeez. Kirito gave an awkward smile and everyone chuckled. It felt new to have such a relaxed conversation with everyone. Though it wasn't like we were always dead serious before, we tended to chat about nothing from time to time like normal people. But even in those cases, we had our job in the back of our minds all the time. But now all that was gone. It was like a lid had been removed from my senses. I see you're dressed in Western clothes today, Kureha. Yes, a kimono is too much trouble when I have to wake up early. But then my legs always feel so chilly with a skirt. It makes me so anxious. What are you talking about? You wear a skirt to school all the time. That's true, but... if anything, it's the lack of a lab coat that tends to give that... maybe on Planet Weirdo it does. I completely agree with that statement. Me too. I can't disagree. We all chuckled. Ah, oh, Mahoro, that's so cute. Ha, I see you have good taste, Hatsune. Shizumiya showed her the key holder she had on her bag. No, it wasn't a key, but some sort of small tool attached to it. Kureha and Mifu didn't even notice. It's no fun being stylish around them. I'm not interested in these character goods. What is this, a pork bun? It's a Yuukara. Yuukara? What's that? I'm not sure how to explain it, but it looks cute, doesn't it? Kirito didn't seem interested in making Shizumiya put on an awkward smile. This is exactly what I was talking about. I like them quite a bit personally, like Saitama's Kyokoran. Wait, I think we can get along. Yuukara? Kyokoran? What language was this? How about you, Shinji? I don't really know these. That's too bad. Alright, I'm done. You can hop in. Roger. The camp was supposed to be about a 2-hour drive from here. Have you been there before? Not really. I never did kendo, so... I thought you did when you were a child. This girl is just so stubborn. I wonder who she took after. I'm just not interested. Still, it's pretty impressive to have your own training camp.
Hold on. There we are.
It was co-sponsored by multiple schools, so it can be hard to get a space there. The building itself is pretty good, though, but as I've mentioned before, there's nothing but nature outside it. Are you gonna take us to the hot springs? Of course! That's what I usually look forward to the most! Haha, I'm happy to hear that. It was about time Shinji and I had some alone time, don't you think so too, boy? Sure. You don't need to force him to agree with you. You're too kind, Shinji. You can just tell him off. That's okay.
Ah,�
There are no facilities to play around, but there's a river nearby. You can go swimming there while I have a nap. Has everyone brought swimsuits? Yeah, I have the one I bought the other day. Me too. I brought mine. Mine's in the bag. Oh yeah, it's not an inn, so you'll have to cook for yourselves. Are you okay with that? I can cook. We had some training in school. Wow, imagine that! My god! They actually taught women to cook in Japan. Man, that's amazing. I want curry for dinner today. You're gonna help us make it too. I'd love some curry made from wheat flour. You know, that does sound pretty good. I've actually had curry, so yeah, sounds good. Wheat flour? I'm not really a fan of that. It has such a weak taste. What? I'm fine as long as there are potatoes. That's boring. I want it to be more fancy. Like what? The car approached the camp as we debated about curry. Wow. Everyone seemed impressed as we reached our destination. You aren't lying about it looking pretty nice. Yeah. It has a kendo training hall. Want to see it? What would be the point of it? That's the least relevant room for us. You're so boring. Huh? It's more quiet than I expected, though. I figured you could relax better if there were no other people around. That's why we ended up with just one night. But you prefer it that way, don't you? Yes. Did you get any sleep in the car, Hatsune? Yeah, I feel super energetic now. She was chatting with everyone when we got in the car, but started dozing off midway. The others were just like that too, in fact. It seemed like none of them got much sleep yesterday. As for Kirito's grandfather, he says, I'm so glad you came, Shinji. Being in my 70s, I might drive you all straight to heaven if there's no one away to hold a conversation with me. I wasn't sure if I was supposed to laugh or be scared. I spent the rest of the trip pinching my thigh. Let's move to the rooms, take a little break for 30 minutes or so, and meet up outside. Phew! The interior was neatly arranged as well. I lowered myself onto the tatami floor. The traditional room in our house had been turned into a glorified storage closet, so the feel of the tatami was kind of new to me. I started feeling sleepy just as I laid down. Perhaps I too didn't sleep too well last night. I didn't feel it at all in the morning, but maybe I was more excited than I thought. Shinji! I opened my eyes to the sight of four girls surrounding me. We decided to come in since you didn't come out after the 30 minutes. I'm sorry. I wouldn't bother you any other day, but it'd be a waste to spend all your time sleeping like a certain grandfather of mine. Haha, right. I sat up. We'll wait for you by the entrance. I put on my swimming shorts and walked outside. I just heard about it, but Hatsune says she comes to wake you up every morning. Yeah, I only use my alarm clock on Sundays. That's so nice of her. I never did anything like that for my brother. I don't think I was just being nice. Hatsune gave us a meek smile. Really? If I had a brother, I'd probably just kick him out of bed. That's pretty nasty. Yeah. Shizumiya smiled, but didn't say anything else. He wasn't lying. That's a really beautiful river. We live in a town with a beach, but rivers are something else entirely. The sound of rushing water. Grandpa said this place gets crowded when there are people visiting the camp, since there's nowhere else to relax. But we've got the whole place to ourselves today. That's great. I had a hard time relaxing at the beach last time because of that. Ah, you mean your swimsuit? Yes. We sure didn't pull any punches when picking them, did we? Let's do this already. Kirito clutched her blouse and pulled it up, startling me in the process. Kureha, mind the company. Huh, what's wrong? I'm not sure if I want to spell it out. You really have no shame, do you? What are you talking about? Let's go over there. Ouch! Arasaka pushed Kirito somewhere out of sight. Alright, we're gonna change over there. Okay. I took off my clothes right there, since I was left all alone. Seeing a girl in dress like that made my heart skip a beat, even if she didn't mean anything by that. I never had that kind of chance with Madoka since she passed away right before we became a couple. Ah, it was a bad idea to let these kinds of thoughts back into my mind. I closed my eyes and shook my head. I'd ruin Madoka's efforts if I remained hung up on her despite our dramatic farewell. Of course, I'd never forget her, but the present and the future were more important than the past. That was what she was trying to tell me all this time. I thought the river would be cold, but it's not that bad. Arasaka scooped some water and stared at it. It's really beautiful, and the atmosphere here is nice. It makes me feel like painting. Did you bring your brushes? No, that'd be going a bit too far. We got in the river and found out the water really wasn't as cold as it looked. I like the sea, but the water tends to be sticky, so I definitely prefer the river. Shizumiya quickly swam away like a fish. Have you learned how to swim, Kiriha? I remember you had a swim ring when you were with me when... Hold on, I remember you had a swim ring when we were at the beach. I'm not sure. I haven't drowned in the school's pool at least. Well, that one's pretty shallow. Right. I kind of touched the bottom a lot during the 25 meter test. You look pretty athletic though. Really? Ah, but if you think so, you can coach me a little and see for yourself. Alright. You're gonna teach me? Thanks. Kirito gave a smile. Are you perhaps a bit self-conscious about being unable to swim? No, not really. Just don't expect too much. I'm not that good of a swimmer myself. It's not a question of being good or bad. I'm just happy to have someone to teach me. Was that why she smiled? That made me kind of happy, actually. The PE teacher told me that I'm not using my feet properly, so I'd like to practice that first. Alright. I stood in front of her. I probably should have taken her hands. She was about to lower her face into the water when she suddenly turned around. Hey, I can't focus when you're watching and laughing at me. Okay. Kirito turned back to me. I just have to hold your hands, right? Yes, do that. We took each other's hands and Kirito shifted to a prone position, kicking the water with what looked like all of her strength. I could already tell she wasn't going to make it very far with her wasting her energy like that. It tired her out way too quickly, too. I think you should imagine you're kicking off underwater instead of kicking at the water. It didn't sound like she understood me, but she changed her motions a little. Unfortunately, that didn't seem to have any effect. My lower half keeps sinking anyway. She stood up and fell into thought. I think we should find a better place. She walked away, apparently looking for something. I followed her. Okay, I think this should work. It was a lot deeper here, kind of similar to how deep the school's pool was. I always end up sinking, so I'd like you to hold my legs this time. Your legs? The teacher told me to focus on my feet. I had no idea what she meant, but for starters, I did as she asked. Okay, that didn't work out too well. Oh, I think it's working. Kirito seemed happy, and indeed the movements of her feet ceased to be as chaotic. That said, was she really okay with me being in this position? Okay, I actually feel like I can move forward like this. Before I felt like I was just grasping for air, but now, it didn't seem like she realized, but her crotch was quite in my face for the lack of a better description. I never knew she had such soft skin. And the curve of her back was quite something to behold. Then there were her hips, which had only a thin piece of cloth covering them. Yeah, it's probably rude to stare like this. I consciously looked away. I'm starting to get confident. You're a good coach after all, Fukigami. Haha, I don't think I taught you anything yet. Well, I didn't mind as long as she was satisfied. Thanks, I'll go swim around a little. Okay. She floated away from me, kicking the water like a propeller. Her form definitely looked better than before. I stared at my palm. The touch of her skin hadn't quite disappeared from it just yet. I think it's about time we head back. Okay. Alright. Roger. The plan was to go to a nearby supermarket and buy ingredients for our dinner. We put our clothes over our wet swimsuits and returned to the camp. Ah, it feels kind of nasty to have your clothes stick like this. Yeah, but the alternative was to change outside. There might not be any people here, but... Can I skip the shopping? Why? I felt like drawing a little while there's still light. Haha, you really love it, don't you? I suddenly felt like it when we went to the river. I think it's fine, just don't complain if we miss something you want. Okay. Hey, welcome back. Are we driving to the supermarket now? Yeah, just let us get our swimsuits off. I changed and returned, only to see that no one was there yet. Kirito's grandfather lingered around the entrance, addressing me as I approached. Did you make sure to fully enjoy it, Shinji? Yes, the water was really beautiful. I'm not talking about the water, huh? I'm talking about the swimsuits, boy. I was young too once, you know. Yeah. Aha, it's good to be young. But Shinji, who is the one that you... Nah, I'll hear all about it in the hot springs. I could hear the sound of the girl's footsteps approaching us from the corridor. In the end, out of respect for the elderly, we ended up making the kind of curry that Kirito's grandfather liked. Oh, it's starting to smell nice. I smell it too. We were the only ones at the table. It wasn't like there was a rule against men helping, but there wasn't any space for five people in the kitchen, so we were told to wait instead. It felt a bit awkward to eat without contributing, but I suppose I could do the cleaning later. You can't have a training camp without curry and pork miso soup. Speaking of which, Shinji, are you interested in starting kendo? No, I can't say that I am. I had no idea how the conversation came to this, but I shook my head. That's too bad. You've got a good build, almost as though you were made for kendo. Well, we can continue this conversation in the hot springs. Huh? He was planning to continue? You just wondered if I was really going to continue to pester you. Aha, you end up repeating yourself a lot when you grow old. It seemed like he was one step ahead of me. Thank you for waiting. Oh, it looks delicious. Aha, I think it turned out pretty well. A bowl of curry, a pot of pork miso soup, and Hatsune's radish salad, line the table. Well then, without further ado, dig in. Let's dig in. This is good. I've built up quite an appetite driving all day. It really is delicious. I'm sure driving can't compare to swimming when it comes to appetite. Did you get to swim to your heart's content? Yes, Fukugami taught me how. That's good to hear. You're all darn good at cooking. Right. Don't make it sound like you made it. All you did was a menial task. What are you talking about? I tore up the cognac from the miso soup with my own hands. That's about all you did. Kureha's not the best at these kinds of things. I wonder who she took after. I didn't do much to help either. I'm sorry. Oh, but this salad is delicious, especially its dressing. We bought that from the store. Oh. After a short break, we headed out for the hot springs. Though before that, I cleaned up the dishes while the others helped themselves to Hatsune's snacks. Why don't you do it later and eat with us instead? I'm already full. Did we pressure you into overeating? I don't think so. Everyone ate similar shares. Boys might not possess a second stomach for sweets. You're missing out. These chocolate pies are delicious. They look like they're extremely high in calories, though. Yeah, which is why you probably shouldn't eat them. What's that supposed to mean? I thought I could get your share. These are all Hatsune's, though. I have more. Wow, you've got everything. It's like your bag connects to a separate dimension of sweets. So that's why it looks so stuffed. Everyone ate quite a bit during dinner, but they nonetheless continued to snack on pies and whatever else as they chatted. I watched on from the kitchen. They look kind of cute when they're enjoying themselves like that. At least that's what I thought. Phew! These hot springs are quite something. Yeah. We've got a bath in the camp, but we usually use this place instead. You can't beat natural springs with tap water. The somewhat cloudy stream in these springs looked like it should have been especially good for the skin. You really do possess an impressive physique. Are you doing some kind of sports? Not really. I just cycle a lot. Not as much lately, though. I see. That does indeed build muscle. There he goes again. I'm sure you get good at kendo right away. Are you sure you're not interested? I nodded. Well, I suppose that's fine. At the moment, I'm actually more interested in... Yes? Which one of those four do you like the most? Don't worry, I won't tell anyone, I promise, man to man. Though I've got to say that my granddaughter is not indifferent towards you. I probably shouldn't have said that. I didn't know how to answer. It was true that they were all really pretty, but I never thought much of these kinds of things before. In fact, I consciously tried to pay as little attention to that as possible. But it's probably about time to do something about that attitude. Well, all four of them look charming to me, even my grandfather, despite her oddities. As such, I can understand your ambivalence. I don't think I ever told you, but... Up until recently, I had a ghost of my dead girlfriend by my side. Oh. She passed to the next world already, but before going, she told me to find a new love. It's not just because of that, but I'm starting to feel that way as well. I'm not sure how to explain it. Kirito's grandfather gave me an understanding nod. Not to be presumptuous, but I think you've been suppressing yourself all this time.
Mm-hmm. だが、窮屈になってしまうのは当然のことだろう。
That can sometimes be a very motivating force, pushing you forward like a spring, but at the same time it can start to hurt to hold yourself in such confines.
君の亡き恋人は昇天したという。だが、それは君にとっても良いことだったのだろう。
Your deceased girlfriend has moved on. That was a good thing for you both, was it not? Yes.
それで君の気持ちも楽になった。
And now you feel better.
正直言うとな、初対面の頃は君のことを影のある男子だと思っていたよ。だが最近はそんなこともないようだ。
To be honest, when I first met you, there was a dangerous shadow looming over you. I don't feel its presence anymore.
それはきっと抑圧から解放された証だろう。
That's probably because what you've been suppressing was finally released.
そしてそうであれば、年頃の男子として異性に興味も湧いてくる。
And when that happens,
悪いことではないな。
A boy your age starts to take an interest in girls, which is not a bad thing at all. It was probably as he said. It wasn't really just interest, but I was too embarrassed to say it out loud. There was a craving to love someone inside me.I lost my parents and then a girlfriend who was also my childhood friend. My love lost direction. It sounded pretty cheesy when I put it into words, but...
Oh? 隣からなんか声が聞こえてくるな。何を喋っているかまでは聞こえんか。
I can hear voices from the other side, though I can't tell what they're saying.
まあ、わしから口を出すまでもないと思うが。ちゃんと考えておきなさい。
Well, it's not my place to tell you anything, but give it some serious thought. Okay.
あの子たちも多分、君からの言葉を待っているはずだからな。
These girls are probably all waiting for you to come to terms with your feelings. With a new sense of determination lighting up in my heart, I nodded. Meanwhile... Ew, I think the heat's starting to get to me. Well, I know what I'm using as the cover image.
そろそろ上がる?
You think it's about time for us to get out?
いえ、まだ平気です。お湯から上がると風が冷たくて。
No, it should still be okay. It should still be okay. The breeze here cools you off.
露天風呂ってそういうところがいいわよね。
That's the good part of outside baths.
え、ちょっと。いくら他に誰もいないからって、こんなところでバタ足なんかしないでよ。
Hey, there might be some no one else there, but have some shame and stop swinging your legs when you're not dressed.
はーい。
Okay, okay.
はー、気持ちいい。なかなかいい温泉よね、ここ。
Phew, it feels so nice. These hot springs are pretty good.
そうね。やっぱり空が見えると開放感があっていいな。
Yeah, I feel so free bathing under the open sky.
お湯もトロッとしていて、いかにも肌に良さそうだし。
This water also feels like it'll do wonders for our skin.
肌のこと、この前も言っていたわよね。そんなに気になる?
You've mentioned that before. Do you think a lot about your skin?
そうね。やはり女子としては。
Well, I have to, as a girl.
ふーん、二人は?
What about you two?
もう、ツルツルするのはいいことなんじゃない?
Well, it's better to have soft skin than not, I guess.
そうですね。
Yeah.
そんなもんか。私はあんまり気にしたこともなかったけど。
I see, I never thought about it.
グレハちゃんも相変わらずのんきね。
You're living your life at your own pace, as usual.
けど、女子としてって言い方からすると、それは男子を気にしてってこと?
You said you have to as a girl. Is that for boys?
でもそればっかりじゃないわよ。さすがに。
Well, that's part of it, but not the whole reason, of course.
私、男子なんか気にしたことなかったからな。今はそんなことないけど。
I never thought much about boys, so that's changed recently, though.
わかってるけどね。ね、それは二人も同じでしょ?
I know what you mean, and the two are just the same, aren't you? I'm sorry. I know what you mean, and you two are just the same, aren't you?
Well...
Yeah.
Hi.
Yeah.
初音ちゃんの発言ね。やっぱりなと思ったの。優しいから起こしているわけではない。
I knew it when you said you.
そう言ってたけど。
You weren't just waking him up in the morning to be nice.
好きだから。でしょ?
It's because you love him, right?
実は、そうなんです。
That's true, yes.
ああ、やっぱりそっか。まあ普通、兄とか弟とか足毛以外で起こしたりしないものね。
I knew it. Normal siblings would just kick each other awake.
足毛に限定しなくてもいいと思うけどね。
I think you're exaggerating, but yeah.
私たちも同じなの。けど、誰が彼のパートナーになったところで、ずっと仲良くやっていきましょう。
We're just like you, so let's promise to remain friends regardless of who ends up with him.
せっかく仲間になれたことだしね。
I mean, we've been through thick and thin together. We shouldn't waste that bond.
はい。
Right.
でも、私たちったらすっかりその気になっちゃってるけど、もうすでに仲のいい女子がいたりして、初音ちゃん知ってる？
We talk like it's limited to us four, but what if he already has someone else? Have you noticed anything like that, Hatsune?
特にいないとは思いますけど、まどかさんが亡くなった後は、もう本当にそんな気持ちもなかったみたいですし。
No, I really doubt that's the case. He completely lost interest in that kind of thing after Madoka passed away, so...
なるほど。
I see.
そのまどかさんだけど、もう吹っ切れたのかな？最近の吹神くん、表情が明るいようだけど。
Could he really have recently come to terms with her death? He seems way more cheerful than before lately.
と思います。
I think so.
ならよかった。パートナーのことは抜きにしても、元気があった方がいいに決まってるものね。
That's great news. The partner problem aside, I'm just glad to hear he's feeling better.
私も兄さんが明るくなって、そのことは純粋に嬉しいんです。
Yes, I'm generally happy to see this change in him as well.
じゃあ、さっきの話の続きだけど、女子として他に何を気にすればいいの？
Anyway, back to the previous subject. What are the things that a girl should watch out for?
他って？
What do you mean?
バタ足とか？
Like swinging your legs.I don't think that's got much to do with anything. I mean, like, no, I meant like looking after how you carry yourself and so on. Well, generally you do have to pay attention to your appearance, yes. Appearance? I think I'm out already.
そんなこともないんじゃない？とにかく金星は取れていると思うけど。
Why do you think so? I think you're very balanced and attractive.
スケッチしたいくらい。
Yeah, it almost makes me want to sketch you.
それは。
That's.
あとはなんだろう。うちのじっちゃんなんかは女らしくしろとかうるさい。
Is there anything else? Grandpa keeps pestering me to act more like a woman.
女らしくって例えば？
More like a woman. What do you think that would involve?
So, 和服を着るとかじゃない?
I don't know. Wearing kimonos, maybe?
え?そういう問題?
Huh? Is that what we're talking about?
あとは、足で襖を開けるなとか。
Then not opening your legs when you sit.
それは当然の話。
That's just common sense.
わかった。料理の腕前よ。
Ah, I got it. It's gotta be cooking skills.
料理か。
Cooking?
じゃあ、平気ね。
Well, I think I'm fine on that point.
ちょっと、さっきクレハがしたことを言ってみなさいよ。
How so? What part of what you did for dinner is considered cooking?
こんにゃくをちぎった。
I tore up the cognac. Should be microwave ramen for the rest of her life.
まったく。それでその自信もどうなのよ。
Good grief, where does this unfounded confidence of yours keep coming from? Well, a thing like that, you just have to practice to get good at anyway. Yeah. Well, we can keep pointing out conditions to no end, but what's important is probably here, right? You mean your boobs?No, the contents of our hearts. I think all will go well as long as there's love between you. Ah, I see.
私も想像で言ってるだけだけどね。
Not like I'm talking from experience or anything.
でも、私もそうだと思いますね。
I agree with you though.
はい。
Yes.
私もそろそろ熱くなってきちゃった。
Ew, I think I'm overheating a little too. Though that might just be from our conversation.
そろそろ出ましょうか。
I think it's a good time to get out.
お風呂に入ったら急に眠くなってきちゃった。早く横になりたい。
Ah, I got sleepy after the bath. I want to go to bed as soon as possible.
わしもだ。
Me too. Ugh. I'll stay up a little longer.
So してくれ。
Aha, I appreciate that.
いい湯だっただろう。
It was a good bath though, wasn't it?
はい。有意義な会話もできましたし。
Yes, we had a meaningful conversation too.
Oh, 有意義な会話とな。
Oh, you don't say. Shizumiya smiled without saying anything else.
それを言ったら、わしらだって同じだ。
In that sense, I believe the same applies to us, no? It does. Oh. You sound surprised, but that's the honest truth. I'm not doubting you. I must say, I'm really glad to have come here with all of you. That's good to hear, though our trip isn't over just yet. Yes, we still have to have a pillow fight. I thought you wanted to sleep. Oh, right, I did. Well, there's still tomorrow. You'll have plenty of time to fool around before we leave. Yep. Yes. Yeah. Right. And so, after making the most of our second and last day, we left the training camp. The conversation with Kirito's grandfather really stuck in my mind. How did I truly feel? Who was it that I liked? Chapter 11. Something I need to mention here. Chapter 11. There's actually more than 10 chapters. There's 13 chapters in the game. So yeah, we're not quite finished. I figured I'd go ahead and mention it. I decided to look it up. Yeah, we're on chapter 11. Of course, there's 12. 13 is when you get into the sex. However, I think it is Mahoro that you have a H scene, and Mifuyu. You actually have an H scene in chapter 12. There is no H scene for Hatsune. At least that I can see. There's only an H scene for Kiryu, and that's at the very end. That's chapter 13. There's an H scene for Mahoro, at chapter 11. And Mifuyu is chapter 12. Hatsune, I don't see anything. With Madoka, it happened half in the spur of the moment. I had something push me into it. Her moving away. I knew it didn't mean an internal separation, but it still spelled the end of our relationship as neighboring childhood friends. I felt that if I missed that opportunity, there'd be no second chance for us. And so I confessed directly and quite abruptly, was surprised even myself. But this time, there were no circumstances like that, which meant I needed to find my resolve somewhere else. In that sense, the fact that we were on break at the moment made it even harder. There weren't many opportunities for us to meet outside of our classes. And though it was a good thing, we didn't have any urgent missions on the horizon either. Peace returned to Sakura and Mori. As such, I had to devise an opportunity myself, but that made me hesitate. Now that I thought about it, I could count the number of times we've been alone on one hand. She was my comrade in Sakura and Mori Dreamers, and there were no other circumstances that would make it necessary for us to see each other. As such, I couldn't help getting worked up. It was a bit weird how we got along pretty well, but it only ever met during extraordinary circumstances. I felt like I could do it if I only had an excuse to see her, but... Phew! Feeling restless at home, I randomly ventured to the shopping district. Might as well check a bookstore. Huh? I suddenly turned around and stepped from the door. The outfit that stood out even from far away, and that uniquely good posture, that was... Kirito!
What?
That surprised me. Ah, I'm sorry. What's wrong? You're out of breath. Kirito chuckled, and I did too, hoping to change the subject. Phew, it's nothing really. Her expression suddenly tensed up. Don't tell me you saw Bodok. No, I didn't. I see them. It's all good. I didn't want to let this opportunity go to waste, which made me hasten my step, that was all. No, wait. It's not. I'm still curious. Kirito stared at my face with a somewhat mischievous smile. Hmm? I mean, you're always as calm as stone. I've never seen you flustered and running around. Really? Like a stone? Haha, maybe that's just how it looks to me. I'll tell you the reason later. Later? I mean, are you free right now, Kirito? Yeah, I was on my way for some cake at Trattoria. I see, phew. Would it be okay if I join you? Oh, of course. Kirito flicked her fan as she nodded. Then let's go. But weren't you doing something here? Not really, I was just wandering around. Bored of summer break already? Yeah. Me too. It's nice to not have to worry about school, but then you realize you've got nothing to do. What about homework? Yeah, I'll do that later. All too famous last words. You sure you'll make it in time? I asked her with a chuckle. I think so. I hope so. Haha. Welcome. Alright, so what's gonna happen in Trattoria? And will Kireha actually finish her homework on time? We'll find out in the next video, or the next episode rather, of Sakura Nomori Dreamers. And right now, this is the Grim Lord, and I am out of here. I'll see you guys next time.